I mean, you talk about a rigid lack of any openness to any new idea in this party. You've got to be lockstep or you're going to be rejected. You couple that with the timing of Hillary's comments. Remember, Hillary, here we are in the middle of a North Korean crisis, and Hillary has nothing better to talk about, and the media is saying that, well, if Joe Lieberman loses, I'm not going to support him. This is a party that has lost its heart and has lost its soul, lost its ability to have any internal debate or discussion or disagreement on the most important issue of the day. Look, Democrats can't even agree on what their campaign slogan is going to be for 06, and what are we? We're 123 days out of the election. As a party, they can't even unify and take a solid position on Iraq to this point. We're nearly 5 years since the 9/11 attacks, and they're still debating whether or not we ought to be fighting a war in Iraq, which has been going on for 3.5 years. You can't. Now, I want to calm the nation's worries. I want to calm your fears. I frankly couldn't stand it anymore. If the coverage has been absurd, bordering on frenetic, absurd, obscene, you would think that we were about to have a nuclear weapon launched by North Korea that was going to land in the middle of Los Angeles sometime tomorrow within the next 24 hours. You would think by the coverage and the hysteria and the panic and the fear and the angst and the anxiety out there, you would think that we are in the middle of what is going to be a huge crisis with North Korea. They fired a missile. First of all, the long-range missile stayed in the air 35 seconds. It's actually humorous. It's funny. And yes, they did it on the 4th of July. Sure, that probably had significance. Yes, they did it right after our shuttle launch. Yeah, that probably has significance. The good news is it didn't go anywhere. And you get this same instantaneous knee-jerk reaction by so many of this country.